This call is being recorded.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Ian and Evan, and we're starting our NBA podcast today. It's Monday. It's early in the morning, so you want to basically check your lineups later today, closer to lock, obviously. Today, we only have a three-game slate, so we're going to get right into it. I just, same as football, I want to go over some high totals. The New Orleans Pelicans are at the Knicks, and they're 215.5. OKC's at the Bulls, and it's 207.5. And Dallas is at the Timberwolves, which is a very low 196 with a very slow pace game. So let's just give Evan, you want to just give your thoughts on this short slate tonight?
Short slate, perfect GPP slate. Cash games are probably out the window in this slate because you're going to have so much overlap. Doesn't really make much sense to go too heavy in there. You could go, you could dabble in it, but just know that, you know, everybody's going to be on the same plays. On a three-game slate, it's kind of difficult. But it's a fun slate to play around with GPPs. God knows I need to practice with GPPs. So it's a fun slate. There is some things to work with, but we could jump into it.
Yep. Good. All right, no, I feel the same thing. I'm not playing cash games at all with three-game slate. Too many overlapping lineups, like you said. What I like to do is I like to see if there's any value, which I really don't see much value yet. Do you see any value as of 9:30 this morning? Okay, good.
I do, in one spot only. Shooting guard seems like it's a place where we can hit for value. I do. They don't have. Well, how can I say this? They're, one of them is safe, and one of them is very volatile, but they're both cheap. I like Courtney Lee from the Knicks to fill in a salary spot for you on the cheap. He's been paying routinely 4.5 to 5 times value. It's a good matchup against the New Orleans Pelicans. They don't really play very good defense, and it is the highest total game on the slate, so you get a very cheap exposure to that game. It'll also help you if you're going to try to get in Russell Westbrook and the Brow tonight. So I like him. The other guy who I like a lot is Buddy Hield, and I've been all over him for the last 4 or 5 nights. He's just getting all the minutes. The price isn't moving, but he's very volatile. He can give you 15 points, and he can give you 32 to 35 points. It just depends on the night. Matchup against Courtney Lee defense and New York Knicks two-guard defense doesn't scare me one bit, and a lot of people aren't on him yet. So that's the value that I see as of right now. Other than that, not much.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. What I like to do is I like look after value. I like to look at usage projections, and here are my top usage projections for the evening: Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, Jimmy Butler, and Tyreke Evans. Now, Tyreke Evans, he doesn't get that many minutes, but the thing about him, which I do like, is that he has a high usage of almost 29% when he's on the court. He's about a point per minute guy. And if he just got some more minutes, but what I'm saying to you is if you need a cheaper player to fill in your roster tonight, okay, who will give you 20 points? Tyreke Evans. Who else we have here? Dwayne Wade is a high usage guy. He's at 6,600 tonight. Andrew Wiggins is another guy at 28%. So these are guys that I like, you know, basically using. What I'm going to do tonight, though, is I'm using Russell Westbrook and Oladipo as my key guys, and then I'm going to build my lineups around them. But I'm waiting to see if any value opens up. I won't create these lineups probably till 5, 6 o'clock tonight. So, you know, and I like focusing on the high games, the high over-under games, and 215.5, that New Orleans Pelicans Knick game, that's the one I really want to look at. So like Evan said, Courtney Lee, Anthony, Porzingis, you want to look at Davis if you could fit him in. The problem with Davis is you're not going to be really able to fit Davis and Westbrook in and have a really viable lineup tonight because there is not that much value out there. Even Derrick Rose tonight I like at 6,200 on FanDuel. Again, you got to look for the high upside for tonight because if you're not playing cash games, what you're looking for is a guy that'll give you, you know, 5X minimum Okay, if he's not giving you 5x minimum, look elsewhere. So, you know, just take your time constructing your rosters. Another guy who's really interesting is at 5,200 is Dirk Nowitzki. Again, he's been playing more minutes. He played 30 minutes his last start. He only had 20 points that they played, excuse me, Atlanta. Tonight they're playing Minnesota in Minnesota. I kind of like Dirk tonight. So, again, you're looking for a guy who could give you 30, 40 points. He does have it in him to do. So, again, you want to look at that. What do you got, Ev?
I agree with everything Ian has been saying as far as, you know, from this is going to be a different kind of play for me tonight. Bankroll very low, playing GPP strictly, no cash. I'm usually looking for guys, you know, with not just a high floor but a high ceiling as well. And that's how I typically construct my cash lineups, although I don't usually put safe players in my cash lineups. So now I'm looking for players that can give me 6x minimum. That's what I'm looking for. And that's kind of hard to find on this slate. Ian's 100% right. You're not going to be able to stuff Brow and Westbrook in the same lineup. You're just not going to be able to do it. You're going to be punting out positions and playing players that you really don't want to play if you do that. One of the guys that I thought for value that I didn't mention earlier is Nick Mrotic on the Chicago Bulls. Has been playing rather well. His price hasn't adjusted yet. He's been getting anywhere between 28 and 30 minutes the last three games, and I believe he's still under 5,000 on FanDuel. I don't recall the exact price, but you could get value there with him. But again, it's a rough slate because you're going to have a lot of overlap again, as Ian said. It's going to be difficult to pay up in spots. So, you know, that being stated, you're going to have to really look at your roster construction. Now, this all changes. The value opens up, as Ian said, we're recording very early in the morning. Who has the flu? Who has the GINBA? Who has this? Who has that? A lot of value could open before the end of the night. Dallas, you just never know what's going to happen with them. Who they're going to rest, who they're going to play. So you got to monitor things, monitor the news, you know, start your lineup construction like probably around 4 or 5 o'clock, and then monitor the news and adjust accordingly. But really go for guys that can give you 5, 6X minimum tonight.
Right. For those of you who are – we were talking basically about FanDuel, but for those of you playing on DraftKings, I'll give you one great value play, and he's only $3,000, is that Dionysus Mantunis. He just joined New England Pelicans last week. In his first game, he played 20 minutes, and he gave you almost 26 points. So I think they're going to be using him heavy tonight against the Knicks. He's definitely, definitely in play for me on DraftKings at $3,000. The other guy who I really like is at $4,000 is Barrera on Dallas. Again, he's coming back from an injury, but he did play 17 minutes. If his minutes restriction is lifted tonight, he's a fabulous play at $4,000. So there's two guys for you to play. Also, we're talking DraftKings still. DraftKings, again, another value play is Dwight Powell. He's only $3,300 on DraftKings. So really, you can construct a really interesting lineup if you use Barrera, Mantunis, and Powell on DraftKings. You could really build a pretty strong lineup. If these three guys go off, you're going to have a very, very nice score. So
and they're all going to be very low owned. They're all going to be
yes,
very
low. Absolutely.
Clear, you know? I don't think.
All right. Well, anything
about Mono Wanda shit.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say?
No. I mean, this is our first NBA podcast. Hopefully, the first of many. And you know, we're breaking the seal and see how you guys like what we have to say. And hope it helps you in your roster construction.
Right. Great. And yeah, that's about it. Again, it's only three games, so tonight just stay away from your cash games. Play GPPs, look for value. On FanDuel, you got to use Westbrook. I mean, don't leave him off your lineups on FanDuel. Otherwise, you're going to lose. Anyway, this is Ian and Evan with FantasySportsUS.com, and we're going to try to bring you a couple of these per week. We're also going to do our NFL podcast on Friday for the playoffs coming up this weekend, which should be a lot better than this past weekend. So, and that's about it. All right, Evan?
All right, buddy. Look forward to talking to you during the weekend. Good luck in your contest.
Okay, good luck, everybody. Bye now.